This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1797. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 29th, Alaska, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Bahrain, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Iran, Indonesia, India, Japan, Kurdistan, Mexico, Mongolia, New Zealand, Slovakia, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We're now in the B15 season, as I mentioned last week, which means many stations have changed their times and or frequencies, which should last until the last Sunday in March. North America being 1 week behind because we're 1 week behind and going off daylight shifting compared to Europe. This impacts the scheduling of World of Radio, unfortunately. I wish there were no DST because it makes no sense. Daylight is not saved. It is only shifted, and thus it is completely pointless, but we have to deal with it. On WRMI 9955, our times stay at the same local Eastern time, or whatever your standard time may be in North America, which means from November 1st, the broadcast times on that frequency are 1 UT hour later. That is Thursday at 12:30, Monday at 04:30, Tuesday at 1200, and Wednesday at 1415 and a half. The other WRMI frequencies, however, retain the same universal time. And those continue to be, as far as we know, Thursday at 21 on 7570, Friday at 21:30 on 15770, Friday at 21:30.5 on 7570, and 23:30 on 5850. And Sunday at 2300 on 11580. Our other valued U.S. shortwave station, WBCQ, makes the one-hour shift, as far as we know, on all three frequencies, which means from November 1st, we're UT Monday at 0400 on 5110, Area 51, Wednesday at 2200 on 7490, and UT Friday at 0200 on 9330. Via worldofradio.com, you will find a completely updated schedule of all our broadcasts, including non-shortwave outlets. worldofradio.com. In the B15 season, KNLS in Alaska, as long as it has two transmitters operable, we'll be using two frequencies in English at 12 UT. I've heard them both, although from one day to another, which one is better, if any, varies a lot. They are 7355 and 9615. The other three English broadcasts are on one frequency only, and that is also 9615, 1 hour at 08 and at 10 and at 14 UT. They use some other 9 megahertz band frequencies according to the schedule, among them the intervening Chinese hour at 13 UT is on 9655 and 9680. It so happens that China is also on both frequencies, among others, resulting in lots of interference, surely, in the target area. Why in the world would a station broadcasting to China choose to be on the same frequency as CRI 9655, which is in English during that hour from East Turkestan? The other frequency, 9680, which I've not yet checked myself, usually has Taiwan jammed by China. At least Indonesia is apparently inactive. But also in the B15 schedule on 9680, all the way from 12 to 17 UT, is NHK in Japan in Japanese, reminding me, and perhaps you, to try for long-wave broadcasts from Europe more often, is Steve Zimmerman in Milwaukee, who says he got Network 3 from Algeria in French, but with some Arabic music on 252 kilohertz, October 26th between 0428 and 0504. He was using a Zenith Transoceanic 3000 and a box loop antenna. On long wave, of course, it certainly helps to have a good antenna. Fortunately, we still have Radio Australia with a generally strong signal in our mornings on 9580, although intended only for the Pacific. And if the MUF cooperates, 12085. Their third frequency, there are only three at a time anymore, remains 12065. It's the least for us, but the most for listeners in Eurasia, as it's aimed that way. October 28th, after 14 UT, I noticed it had co-channel interference, which it also had in the previous season, but nothing has been done about it by the clueless ABC management. According to HFCC, the collisions now are from BBC via Singapore in Asian languages between 13:30 and 14:30, and 15 to 16:30, although the last half hour is coming from the UAE instead. Another collision in Europe from Ibra Radio in Arabic via UK at 17 until 18:30, all colliding on 12065. Starting with Castro Santos in Goiânia, Brazilian DXers are lamenting another shortwave station missing. He says, last heard in the first week of October was Radio Aparecida on 5035. Well, I wouldn't feel too bad since they have three other shortwave transmitters on 6135.2, 9630 variable, and 11856 plus. And furthermore, the Aparecida programming is relayed on RB2 and other stations. Radio RB2 varies around 11935 and also 9724. Of course, they're supposed to be on 9725, but they keep inching further downward. As of October 23rd at 0228, I measured it below 9724 for the first time, 9723.87. However, another Brazilian station might have come back, the one we were lamenting, may have given up shortwave forever, Radio Bandeirantes in Las Vegas, Nevada. Rodney Johnson was hearing something off frequency, 11925.2, October 26th at 0255. It was quite weak, but it seemed to be in Portuguese. We hope we can get this confirmed one way or the other in case Radio Bandeirantes has actually come back. And also keep checking their other variable frequencies, 9645 and the one usually blocked by Anguilla, 6090. Since WRMI has quit using 15190, many logs of Radio Confidencia Brazil have been showing up. It's slightly off frequency to the high side. I heard it October 25th at 0130. A very poor level, but at least with no interference. It was measured by Wolfgang Büschel, October 25th at 0750, 75 hertz above 15190, with what he calls vum-da-da, vum-da-da. Reactivated in California, Ron Howard reports on PBS Yunnan China 6035. They now seem to give two IDs in English, at 1357 and again at 1400, but the earlier one is usually heard better with less adjacent interference. And here is what they say, Yunnan Radio and Television International, the voice Shangri-La. Slightly above 5910, Al Caravan Radio has been usually active from Colombia. They play lots of nice music, although their hidden agenda is Christian conversion. I've checked out the new B-15 seasonal schedules to find the times when there are collisions, since the Colombian government fails to protect its sold shortwave stations from predators. So here are the times when you will find interference to Al Caravan Radio. 01 to 03, Romania in Romanian. 04:30 to 5, Japan in Russian via Lithuania. 6:45 to 7, that's 1 hour later than in the summer, TWR Polish via Austria, Monday to Friday only. Then there's the VOA radiograms, Saturdays only at 09:30 to 10, and if it's still propagating at 11:30 to 12 CRI in Filipino via the Beijing site. HFCC also has imaginary registration for Voice of Russia from Vladivostok at 09 to 13 as if it still existed. As a running dog behind Yankee imperialism, Cuba goes off DST the same date as the USA. What a coincidence, November 1st. This normally means that Radio Havana Cuba Spanish programming shifts one UT hour later, although the frequencies may not. And some of the other language programs also make shifts while others do not. The 19 to 20 UT English hour, the first one of the day, on 11760, we can expect to hear at 20 to 21 UT, and on a frequency change to 11670. But that may not happen until November 16th, because Wolfgang Düschel has received a tentative new schedule from them, which doesn't go into effect until that date, after there's plenty of time to avoid other stations who've already made their seasonal changes. Another significant change in English, but I suppose not yet, is the African hour, which has been at 23 UT, moves, strangely enough, one UT hour earlier to 22, but remains on 11880. Cuba's much more important international broadcaster, the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command, has a new frequency, 6050. I heard it October 27th and 28th, after and before 0500 UT, which means it's interfering with poor HCJB in Ecuador, their only remaining shortwave frequency. Although it should have come as no surprise, Cuban jamming was slow to pick up on a frequency change of Radio Martí as usual for the B season. 13820 instead of 13605, starting at 14 UT. It was in the clear for quite a while the wall of noise jamming continued on the old frequency against nothing, 13605. But by October 28th, I could hear jamming on the new frequency as well as on the old frequency. The new pulse jamming against HCJB is especially unfortunate since Acker Peterson in Denmark reports that they've been testing in English and German on the transmission direct from Ecuador, heard October 24th at 0415 to 0440. There was English announcements, jazz music, HCJB melody at 0430 and going into German. If you hear Arabic on 9745, you might like to think it's Radio Bahrain. However, in the B-15 season, Radio Cairo has decided to use that same frequency. Poor Bahrain. October 26th at 0520, I was hearing typically suppressed and distorted Arabic, which Cairo prefers to transmit. It's scheduled 02 to 07 UT, in fact, on the North American beam, replacing 13850 variable. Bahrain, of course, made no effort to protect its sole shortwave frequency by participating in HFCC. The people at Cairo probably didn't even know about it. If Bahrain even considered it, they probably concluded it was not worth the dues for this one transmitter. So the stations which need HFCC the most are the ones most likely to opt out. And HFCC will not make an entry from non-members everyone should know exist. I am now awaiting list logs of 9745 during those hours as Bahrain. The Europirate FRS Holland says it'll be on the air Sunday, November 1st, starting at the exact time of 0852 UT for no less than 6 hours of music and information. They say we are 35 years young, the old-fashioned true sound of shortwave free radio. The frequencies are 9300 and 7700. That's from Peter Verbruggen, who sent out a notice forwarded by Roberto Scaglione. And also by Vasily Lazarev, Russia, and then of Radio DX via Rusty X, who got an EQSL, saying that their next broadcast after that will be December 27th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1797. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. www.thebiblecafe.com. No thanks this week for financial support, since none was received. To P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Wolfgang Büschel explains that there are now two different weather services on shortwave from Germany. You may have heard the one with the strange call sign DP07. He says it's a private enterprise of a former German Marine captain on 9560 only. A private enterprise renting airtime for that and selling membership for a small fee. Power is a maximum of 5 kilowatts. It's actually via Radio 700 in Kahl, Germany. The other one has now started testing on the 49-meter band. It's from the national government. The German Weather Service, or Deutscher Wetterdienst, DWD, it's at Pinneberg near Hamburg. This is testing since October 20th. It registered as follows: with HFCC in the B-15 season for half an hour at 20 UT on 5905, at 06 on 6040, and also at 12 UT on 6040. Ultimately, they plan to have 6 10-kilowatt shortwave transmitters. The first one is heard by Alan Pennington in the British DX Club October 27th at 12:06, and on the 28th at 12:04 with a good signal. He says a lady with an ID frequency mentioning Pinneberg, then a man with maritime weather reports on 6040. It was USB plus carrier, all in German, and off the air at 12:26. If you've not heard the Itanagar station of All India Radio lately on its night frequency 4990, or its day frequency 6150, or its medium wave 675, here's why. From Joe's Jacob in India, he got the news from Gautam Kumar Sharma that on September 26, the transmitter's site at Cutting Hills was totally damaged in a devastating fire that broke out due to a short circuit. On October 21st, the first day of the new season, I was getting surprisingly good reception of All India Radio at 1841 UT in English on 11670. This is on the air from 1730 until 2230, aimed toward Europe, all in English except for 1 hour in Hindi at 1945. However, if Arnie Koro follows through with his plan to use 11670 for Havana, that will block it for us and perhaps interfere in Europe from 19 until 2130. I'm still frustrated by nothing but a very weak carrier from the Voice of Indonesia on 9526 for their English broadcast at 13 UT. Further west, they're hearing it much better. Ron Howard in California found it to be only 20 hertz below 9526. October 23rd, during an exotic Indonesia edition with R.I. Banjarmasin, that was on a Friday, while Samaniv at his cottage at Masset, B.C., was listening October 22nd, measured it that day slightly above 9526 by 16 hertz. With nice clean modulation, he says, and pleasant programming in English. Furthermore, reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, 20 hertz below 9526, October 21st and 24th, with Japanese before 13 and then English. I gave you Ron's new English schedule last week, so on October 28th, I was checking out the Voice of Justice, so-called, in North America, which is at 0320 to 420 on 9710 and 7325. I just tuned in toward the end to find just barely audible carriers with flutter, so I assume it will be better when propagation improves. However, like last year, 9710 collides with Cuba until it's off about 0400. However, there is that tentative schedule from November 16th showing Cuba will move that one to 6 0-7-5. Here's what's left in English from Japan for the B-15 season. Half-hour broadcasts. At 05 UT on 9770 via France, which I've heard, and it's probably our best chance in North America. Also on 13640 via UAE. The only broadcast direct from Japan remains at 10 UT on 9625. At 12, Singapore, 11740, we can sometimes hear that. At 14, 11685 via Uzbekistan, and 11925 via Palau, another one which might make it. And finally at 18 via South Africa on 11800. Ron Howard in California reports, presumably, the Voice of Freedom, clandestine from South to North Korea on 6135, October 23rd at 1250, playing theme music they often broadcast, We Shall Overcome, in Korean. He says it was still able to come through the white noise jamming from North Korea. We've had to say goodbye to that wonderful Kurdish music we used to get from the Voice of Kurdistan, clandestine, on 11600, because they've moved down to 9400 with much inferior reception, and furthermore, colliding with FEBC in the Philippines until 14UT, which was on that frequency first. 9400 is registered for the entire transmission span of Dengue Kurdistana as via Pridnestrovia, or Moldova. But we assume there are still transmitter site swaps involving Bulgaria and France. And Armenia too, says Wolfgang Büschel. Except for border cities under U.S. influence, Mexico went off DST the same date as Europe, back to standard time October 25th, 1 week before the U.S. This means that Radio Educación, the sole shortwave station left in Mexico on 6185, is now programming 1 hour later by UT until 0600 variable sign-off instead of 0500. Alan Rowe heard Voice of Mongolia announce its English broadcast at 09 UT is now on 12035. Let's hope that frequency proves to be clear. And 1530 on 12015. He was actually listening to the relay via Call Germany, which, according to Christian Milling of the station, via Wolfgang Büschel, is now scheduled daily except Saturdays at 08 on 7310, at 15 on 6005, and at 2030 on 3985. On October 25th, Jean-Michel Aubier in France confirms hearing the 08 broadcast on 7310, and Manuel Mendes in Spain confirms hearing the direct broadcast at 09 on 12035. He gives it a SINPO of 24332. We were worried about Radio New Zealand International, which could not be heard on any of its possible frequencies, October 25th and 26th after 13 UT. However, on the 27th, they were back on 9700. Adrian Sainsbury explained they had a curtailed schedule for a few days due to transmitter problems. And apparently, this transmission is now non-directional rather than aimed at 35 degrees, which means a generally weaker signal for us. Remember when a few overseas shortwave stations would intentionally broadcast to North America in our mornings? Not anymore. Any we can hear are strictly incidental. In BCDX, Christian Milling of Radio 700 in Call Germany says Radio Slovakia International is now being relayed in English at three times on his station. At 13UT, 9560, at 1530, 7310, and at 2000 on 3985. Just as I expected, the new frequency for Spain to North America, 9690, is useless when it signs on Saturdays and Sundays at 15UT. The other three frequencies intended for other targets are audible, and it's not until 19 or so that 9690 starts to pick up. They should have stayed on 17855, where they were in booming in our mornings and early afternoons. By the way, if you hear Spanish on 9690 before 23 UT, You must not assume it's Argentina, which may or may not be using it, but is in some listings. It is, of course, now occupied by Spain. There could also be a clash with Nigeria. 9690 is one of their frequencies, and you never know when or if they'll be using it. Oh, the other frequencies from Spain, and it's all sports on weekends, are 17755, switching to 11530 at 19. And the others for the entire spans, 15500 and 15390. Via Jose Miguel Romero, we have news frequencies for the two clandestines for Sudan. Some of them are via Madagascar, other via Vatican. I've not sorted out which is which just yet. Radio Dabanga is at 0430 to 557 on 7315 and 15550, and at 1530 to 1627 on 13800 and 15550. While Radio Tamazuch, which is mainly for South Sudan, is at 04 to 427 on 9600, 7315 and 15550, and at 15 to 1527 on 13800, 15400 and 15550. Via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, Ronnie B. Good on the Radio Revival Sweden Facebook page says they're broadcasting Saturday, October 31st. Via a 10-kilowatt LSB plus carrier transmitter in Sala, Sweden. Radio Nord Revival at 11 UT and the Swedish DX Federation program at 12 UT on 6060, and both repeated the same day at 18 and 19 UT on 6175. I found that BBC World Service is continuing what has been our best frequency in abandoned North America, an ascension relay aimed at Africa, but lots of signal coming off the back toward us. It's still on 7445, but now for only 1 hour at 05 UT. 10 meters was open for a ham DX contest recently, which means that slightly lower frequencies were propagating as well. Harold Froge in Michigan says he heard for the first time since last March that relay of KOVR-TV in Sacramento, Stockton, California, on 26110 FM, October 22nd at 1450 with their Good Day Sacramento Chit Chat program. The call sign is KMK282. Jose Miguel Romero sends a shocking story from what is apparently an opposition Ethiopian website that representatives of the repressive Ethiopian government held a meeting with staffers of the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., instructing them to ease up on coverage of Ethiopian human rights violations. You can read the whole story in the new DX Listening Digest, number 15-43, when published via worldofradio.com. We're sorry to note that VOA has stopped using 17895 at midday in English, which we could hear very well off the back. Now the only English hour from Greenville is 15580 at 21, which is mostly music. The propagation outlook from Boulder, brace yourself for minor to moderate geomagnetic storms starting November 3rd with A and K indices of 50 and 6, and then declining somewhat. Solar flux dropping from 100 October 30th to 85 on November 3rd to 8th, and up to 120 by the 17th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1797.